Good evening, everyone. We're very pleased to be able to come out into the open air. It's nice to have the weather to do it. And we're just going to take a few minutes tonight to share with you the gospel. We do this, well, for a number of reasons. I think the first reason is we're commanded to do it by the Lord Jesus. We're commanded to go into all the world and preach the gospel. But also, we do it because we have a desire and a burden to see our neighbors, our friends, our loved ones brought to Christ. No greater benefit can ever come into the life of an individual than that they should receive Christ as their Savior. Now, we're just having a short open air, as you know, and we're going to start with the singing of a lovely hymn, the words of which, or at least the first verse of which, says, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. We're going to sing this hymn together. I trust that even as we're singing it, you'll find yourself a cozy chair and just settle down to listen to a few minutes of gospel preaching.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, come on to me and rest. Lay down thou weary one, lay down my head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give the living water, thirsty one, step down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world light. Look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and all thy day be bright. I look to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun, and in that light of life I'll walk till traveling days are done.
We're just going to ask the Lord in prayer that he might bless our gathering here tonight. O God, our Heavenly Father, bless thy word as it's shared with our neighbor. Lord, we earnestly pray that you will bless each one under the sound of thy word this night. O God, look down in mercy upon Kilskerry. O God, break into hearts and into home. With thy saving grace, we pray. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now I want to leave a verse of God's word with you. Indeed, it's not even a whole verse, but it's one of the sweetest invitations that the Lord Jesus Christ ever addressed unto mankind. It's found in John's Gospel, the chapter 6, and it's the verse 37. I'll read all of the verse and then emphasize the words that I want you to think about this evening as we just take a few minutes to consider these truths. It's the verse 37 then of chapter 6 of John's Gospel. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And I want to emphasize and remember, my dear friend, these are the words of the Lord Jesus. And they are words addressed to mankind. They were spoken 2,000 years ago, spoken to those who were gathered around him, but recorded by the Holy Ghost, by the pen of John, and placed in our Bible. And the Bible, under God's providence, has been circulated throughout the nation. And here tonight, we read afresh the words spoken by the Lord Jesus. The words of invitation. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now the first thing I want you to notice is this. Here we are told just what a Christian is. If we were to ask the question, what is a Christian? Well, the list of answers, all different, would be almost endless. But let me tell you, from this verse we learn just what a Christian is. A Christian is someone who comes to Jesus, not someone who attends a church. Oh, a Christian will attend the house of God, the place where the Bible is preached, but not everybody who attends such a place is necessarily a Christian. Among those who heard these words and who were attached to the Lord Jesus Christ was Judas, but Judas was no Christian. He had never come to Christ and received him as a Savior. And I want to emphasize that tonight, and I emphasize that tonight because there is much that is misunderstood about the matter of being a Christian. I have had many a conversation with folk about being a Christian. It usually starts off with me asking the question, tell me, are you saved? And that oftentimes brings a response, listen, I'm as good as anyone. I go to church. I do my best. I try to help my neighbors. Oh, I think I'm all right. That wasn't quite the answer that they should have given. The question asked was, are you saved? And so many people think that because they do this, they do that, they go here, they go yonder, they act in a certain way, they keep certain moral rules, that makes them a Christian. But no, my friend, no. What is a Christian? A Christian is someone who has come to Christ, who has obeyed his invitation, who has heard him say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And having heard that invitation, they have obeyed the Lord Jesus, and they have come to him. They have come to him perhaps in a gospel meeting, in a tent meeting, in a church, or in their own bedroom, kneeling down at their bedside. They have called upon the name of the Lord. They have come to him and they have said, Lord, save me. That's how it was with me. I wasn't saved in church. I wasn't saved in a gospel mission or anything of that nature. I just kneeled down in the home of a friend where I had been staying for a few nights beside the bed that I was using, and I asked God to save me. That's over 50 years ago, and God answered my prayer. Oh, I tell you, men and women, a Christian is someone who has done just what it is the Savior says here. They have come to him. Him that cometh unto me. Tell me, have you ever come to Christ. Don't confuse it with going to church. Please, don't confuse it with going to church. Have you come to Christ? Have you called upon the name of the Lord? Have you drawn near unto Him and asked Him to save you? If you have, then you are a Christian. You are a Christian. Then notice something else in this verse. What the Savior says is most encouraging. He promises a welcome for all who come to Him. Let me put it in His words. I can't improve on how the Lord Jesus put it. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no circumstances reject those who come to Christ. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter where they are. If they come, He will not cast them out. Oh, I know the devil would whisper in your ear, and he would tell you, there's no good you going. There's no hope of you being received. You're too sinful. Or you have turned your back on the gospel for many, many, many years. No good you going. Or you're a nobody. You have no standing in the community or in society. You're well known as, well, someone that's not nice to know. That's what the devil would say. He would tell you that there's some reason or other why, if you were to come to Christ, He'll not receive you. Well, let me rub out, let me obliterate the words of the devil by quoting afresh the words of the Lord Jesus. He said, Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Doesn't matter who you are. You know, men and women, heaven is filled with the most unlikely people. The most unlikely people. I could stand here tonight for an hour and more and just take you through the Bible and point out to you some of the most dreadful character that you wouldn't imagine could ever be saved or become a Christian. And yet they did. They did. I think of the man of Gadara. We read about him in the 5th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Now, he was a man possessed by many devils. He was a man so deranged in his mind that the citizens round about did everything they could to bind him. They chained him up, but nothing would work. Then one day Jesus came and he spoke one word, cast the demons out. And that man was wonderfully, miraculously, gloriously saved. He became a new person. We read of the citizens coming, and they find this man that they had failed to control in any way, clothed in his right mind and sitting at the feet of Jesus. He became a missionary. The Lord Jesus, as he left that area, and the man naturally wanted to go with him, but the Lord Jesus said, no, no, go tell thy friend the great thing the Lord has done for you. And off he went, a missionary. That's the change Jesus Christ can make. And let me tell you, there are tens of thousands, aye, millions of people throughout the ages who were bound by Satan, plunged deep into wickedness and sin, and God saved them when they obeyed the gospel and came to Jesus. They found a welcome there. We sung in our opening hymn the words, I came to Jesus as I was, weary and sick and sad, and found in Him a resting place, and He has made me glad. My dear friend, if you come to Christ, He will not cast you out. Now let's just take a moment or two to consider what the alternative is. What's the other side to the coin? What if you don't come to Jesus? Then surely it's obvious that you will be one of those who are cast out. You're outside the kingdom. You're not part of the family of God. Oh, you may be baptized. Oh, but if only I could convince people that the waters of baptism do not, cannot save. Do you hear me? They cannot save. I know it's taught that it will save you, but it won't. It was often said that baptism will make you wetter, but no better. Paul the Apostle, indeed I read these words tonight in our evening service, Paul said, 1 Corinthians, now you look it up and check that what I'm saying is right. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, the verse 17, Christ sent me not to baptize. That's what Paul said. Now, if salvation is by baptism, why was it Paul wasn't sent to baptize? Because you don't get saved by being baptized. You get saved by coming to Christ and receiving him as your savior. And if you don't come, my friend, then you're out of Christ, without a savior, with no hope or refuge now. You're lost. And the darkness of a lost eternity stretches before you. That's what is taught in this verse. Him that cometh, I will not cast out. Him that does not come, he will not be received. He will not gain an entrance into God's kingdom and into heaven. Will you give thought to these things tonight? John chapter 6, the verse 37. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You have an invitation tonight from the Lord Jesus to seek salvation from him. Will you do it? We'd love to see you come and attend our church, but that's not what I'm preaching here tonight. I'm telling you tonight to come to Christ. Come to Christ. May God bless his word to your heart. And if you have been listening, thank you. And I trust that it may please God to open your heart so that you attend unto these words. We're closing our little meeting with a word of prayer. Of course, we do give you an invitation to our services. You know all about them. And I hope that you will feel inclined to come and join with us 11:30 on the Sabbath morning and then 7:00 in the evening. You'll be most welcome. We'll bow in prayer. Dear Lord, bless your word to hearts tonight. I pray, Lord Jesus, that thou wilt work that miracle whereby sinners are drawn to thyself. No man can come to the Savior except the Father draw him. Lord, draw souls to Christ this evening, we pray. Bless Kilskeeran. Bless our friends and our neighbors. And oh God, may many from this village and from this area find their way to the Savior and be present for all eternity in glory. Answer prayer, we ask of thee now. Amen. Amen. Thank you again for listening. Good night, and God bless.